The gospel reading appointed for this Sunday is relatively short. And at first glance, it may seem fairly straightforward and kind of neatly packaged. And at least within church circles, it is a fairly well-known story, to the degree that sometimes you will hear someone around the church say, "Oh, I'm a Martha." Or, "I'm Mary." As though these represented two different personality types or two different spiritual types. Martha being the active one, always doing something. And Mary being the contemplative. Although, in this perspective, you do have to ask why anyone would really own up to being a Martha. Because in this sort of simplistic interpretation of the passage, it becomes a referendum on the active versus the contemplative life. Which is the better form of spiritual practice? And in this simplistic perspective, it's pretty clear that Jesus prefers Mary, the contemplative. So we have to ask, is then the message of this particular gospel passage that all of us should try harder to be like Mary? That sitting is always better than being active? That's not the message of this particular passage, or certainly not, in my opinion, the primary message. This is a wonderful illustration of the problem or the challenge of interpreting scripture in just little bits, in little sound bites, laying too much emphasis on one particular passage. So let's step back just a little bit from the particular passage that we heard today, and also call to mind the passage that we heard last week. Many of you were here last week's gospel reading, which immediately precedes the verses that we heard today in Mark's gospel, is the story of the Good Samaritan. It begins with a lawyer standing up to Jesus and asking, "Teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life? What is the best way for me to live? How shall I live now to inhabit the fullness of life that is offered to me in your presence? How shall I live to live into what God is offering to me?" Jesus said to the lawyer, "What is written in the law? What do you read there?" He answered, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength and with all your mind. And you shall love your neighbor as yourself." And Jesus said to him, "You have given the right answer. Do this and you will live." Jesus then tells the parable of the Good Samaritan. The Samaritan who stopped on his journey to show mercy, to help someone in need, to act on behalf of someone in need. And having offered that illustration, Jesus says to the lawyer, "Go and do likewise." Active verbs, both of them. Go and do likewise. So which is it? Which is the right way of living according to Jesus' instructions? Are we to follow the example of the Samaritan and actively go and do likewise? Or are we to follow the example of Mary and sit at the feet of Jesus? Moving back to this morning's reading, Martha's problem was not that she was active. Her problem was not that she was doing things. In fact, a better translation of the phrase that we heard this morning, where it says Martha was distracted by her many tasks, a better translation of that phrase would be, Martha was distracted by serving. The Greek word translated many tasks today, or better translated as serving, the Greek root is the same word as diakonia. It's the word that elsewhere in the New Testament is used to talk about servant ministry. Those who show mercy, those who actively serve others. That's what Martha was doing. The problem was that her activity, her actions, had become disconnected from their source. They had become disconnected from Jesus. They had become for her just tasks that need to be fulfilled. They had lost, her tasks had lost their role as servant ministry done on behalf of and in partnership with God. That connection between the tasks and their source, which is in God, had been lost. The tasks had become a distraction from Jesus, who was right there with her. The tasks had become something that separated her from Jesus, and also that led to resentment. She had forgotten why she served. And when we forget that, resentment is a not uncommon consequence. Jesus says there is one thing that is important. That one thing is the connection. The connection to Jesus. The connection to God. The connection to the sustenance and the guidance provided by God's presence, God's teaching, God's word. The connection between God's presence and guidance and the actions is what Martha had lost. The one thing that is important. And interestingly, the lawyer in last week's reading had lost that connection as well. He had the word, he had the teaching of God, but he had lost the connection to action, to service. He had the word, he knew. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength and with all your mind and your neighbor as yourself. But he had lost the fact that that word, that teaching that embodied God's presence and God's will was connected to action, was connected to something that he was called to do. So in terms of activity, in terms of doing things, if you're doing, if what you are doing distracts you or separates you from God's presence or God's word or God's teaching, then that's a problem, as it was for Mary. And no matter how good the work you may be doing is, without that connection to the source and the inspiration and the sustenance that God provides, it's easy for frustration and resentment to creep into the work, no matter how good the work may be. On the other hand, if your activity, if your doing, if what you are doing is a response to God's presence, if your doing flows from God's love and God's teaching. That's good. So I think the model for all of us, whether our primary habit is contemplative or active in our nature, the best model for all of us is a recurring and a repeating cycle. Making sure that we have time for listening and reflection in the presence of God. Making sure that we have time to be fed and sustained and inspired by God's presence and God's word in our lives. In our case, one way we do that is here on Sunday mornings, where we break open together God's word and where we receive God's presence in the sacrament. But then, flowing from that encounter, guided, sustained, empowered, fed by that encounter with God, then going out to go and do the work that God has given all of us to do. Scholar and preacher Fred Craddock writes, "There is a time to go and do. There is a time to listen and reflect." And if we were to ask Jesus which example applies to us, the Samaritan or Mary, his answer would probably be, yes.